The insurgents hit the capital of Uruzgan in a deadly coordinated attack. Suicide bombers stormed the governor's compound and detonated explosives near the deputy governor's office. Gunmen and suicide bombers also tried to force their way into the headquarters of local militia leader Mutiullah Khan. He's blaming foreign fighters for the violence.
This is our neighbours, Iran and Pakistan. They kill our national leaders inside Afghanistan. They want our people to be their slaves.
The insurgents tried to enter from the neighbouring compound of Afghanistan's national television station. Local journalist Omaid Ekpoak was killed. The 25-year-old worked for the BBC, an Afghan news agency, and also freelanced for the ABC. His colleagues are deeply shocked.
I heard a heavy explosion at the national TV station. When we got there, Omaid had been killed. He was under the rubble and dust.
The blasts were followed by heavy exchanges of fire between the insurgents and Afghan troops. The attack happened less than 5 kilometres from the main Australian military base at Tarin Kot. The base has been placed on a heightened state of alert. Australian commanders are in contact with local Afghan officials and military leaders.
But the base is safe, and the base was safe earlier today. We just, with the things that were going on in Tarin Kot, we took a look and thought, what if, what next?
This is a really serious attack which raises questions about the level of security in Uruzgan. The insurgents were able to hit some of the most heavily guarded compounds right in the heart of the provincial capital. It took local security forces several hours to regain control. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. President Hamid Karzai has condemned the latest bloodshed. Sally Sara, ABC News, Kabul.